Good evening, everybody. Daily Grind Day 75. I think that's like when you're old, you get a birthday, and that's what your birthday is. Like, you get like a big celebration. You made it 75 years. And it's interesting because that's not what I was going to talk about, but now I'm changing it. And if you think about it, so you make it 75 years. And some people have been living the same life every day for 75 years. So really, it's like they've lived like thousands of years. They're stuck in this like vortex, right? And but then there's people who do something completely new and different every day and challenge their lives. So by the time they make it to 75, it's like they've lived 500 lives. They're like, do you know how much living I've done? And I always like that just I always tell people about time. I'm like, time's this weird thing. We get too caught up in it. And there's a great book called The Timekeeper by Mitch Albom. And essentially the guy who finds time, Father Time, gets stuck in a cabin or like a cavernous thing because he made God mad by ruining everyone's ability to just have fun and enjoy the moment. And to get out of this cave, he has to save these two people's lives. One guy who never wants to die and one girl who wants to die. And it's just interesting because I think we get so caught up in everybody else's stuff that we forget to live our lives. And that was actually kind of what I wanted to talk about today, was that it's so easy to get frustrated with what's going on in your life. It's so easy to get overwhelmed. But if we take the time, and I know I say this lots, but to find the one thing that can kind of create emotion, then we just need to go with it. And life's hard, and being an entrepreneur is even harder. But it's even harder when you're counting all the negative moments and not counting the positive moments and not being grateful for all the things that you have. It's a hard pill to swallow. And I know I'm bad for it. I'm not gonna come out here and tell you guys to do something. There's days. Today I got in my own head. Today I was at a book signing and a guy was mean to me and it got in my head. And he was so mean and so rude that it made me question my own self-worth, and my self-worth shouldn't come from someone else's validation. And in the moment, and I was like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? And even though, like, right afterwards, I got bombarded with like all this positive praise, and a couple good things happened, a couple connects happened. In the back of my mind, I was like, was that guy right? And then I was looking at all the things I've done with my life and all the time that I've spent, and was this guy really better than me? And the thing is, no one's better than anyone. No one's opinion is better than anyone. And at the end of the day, no one's opinion is right unless you're like, this guy is blue, even though I think it actually isn't if you talk to a scientist. But like, if your opinion's about yourself, like, hey, you know what? I'm happy today, or I'm alive today, or I think my hair looks great, that's the only thing that's right. Everything else is an opinion, it's a hearsay, and at some point in time, it's probably going to get proven wrong. They thought the earth was flat forever. So, with that, you just need to know that you need to stay true to you, stay true to yourself. Don't worry about the time or what everybody else wants. And otherwise, you're going to get stuck living the same day every day for 75 years, and that's a really crappy existence. Not that I'm saying it's bad or anything, but like, you know, live the life you want and take the challenges. And do the things that scare you, and do the things that cause you doubt, and do the things that make you grow, because you never know what's going to happen in life. And yes, this sounds like a motivational podcast, but as an entrepreneur, we need to hear it sometimes. So go out there and kick butt, everybody. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.